Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, Brando Bing and I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Today's museum quality, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Of course they're going to suspend you, Draymond Green. You always deserve to be suspended at this point, and I'm a fan. The Draymond Green fallout, the NBA playoffs are in full effect, and we're still only in round one. Plus, Elon Musk is out here snatching blue check marks. On the same day that his rocket ship failed, your fucking rocket ship failed, Fox News perpetuated lies, and now they are paying $787 million to the Dominion Voting Booth Company. All that and more. This is a fantastic, hard-hitting old school. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dish Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. Have no fear. The I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The Iggity I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Monster of Mucus, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Flat-Footed Phenom. I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, live and direct from New York / New Jersey. As I head into a clip of shows in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore. Pumped for that. We are smack dab at the beginning of a beautiful spring. Hope everybody around the world is feeling good. Hope everybody around the world is safe, insane, worldwide phenomenon, worldwide Rappapack members, all up and down the East Coast, West Coast, everything in between, France, Sweden, Brazil, Mexico, New Zealand, and Australia. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Boom. So much to discuss, trying to figure out where to start. Where to start? I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to Coachella, your guy Frank Ocean, Frankie Ocean, he's pulled out of performing because, like I said in the past, Frank Ocean, he's no Marvin Gaye. Frank Ocean is no Bobby Womack. Frank Ocean is no Curtis Mayfield. Apparently, last weekend, he did a show and people waited and waited and waited, and he came out there with no microphone. And it's like, yo, you don't want to fuck the fans, Frank Ocean. Fans come from literally all over the world to watch you perform in the desert. And you're out there performing without a microphone. You're doing all this goofy shit. And I've said it before. This guy, he's got a great vibe when you listen to the music. Spotify, Apple, Tidal. But homie can't sing. He's not that dude. Okay, no wonder he's canceling shows. And people want to ask, why is Mick Jagger gallivanting around the stage when he's damn near 80? Because he can still do it because he's Mick fucking Jagger. Even the boss, Bruce Springsteen. These are singers. These are real life performers that have honed their craft, not jack fakers. So if you were heading to Coachella to go see Frankie Ocean, just know he's pulled out of his performance. No Bruno. He pulled out. Again, no Bruno. The NBA playoffs are underway. Round one. We're only in round one. We're going at this shit almost, I think it's 2 weeks now. And we're only in round one. And of course, Draymond Green got suspended. As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, his suspension is over. Because he stomped on the chest of Sabonis of the Kings. Who, by the way, you know Sabonis is 7 feet one. He's listed as 7 feet one, which means he's at least 7 feet. That motherfucker is big. The Warriors came back to make it a series. As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, it's 2-1. And there was all this hoopla. Should Draymond be suspended? Should Draymond not be suspended? Of course Draymond Green should have been suspended. He stomped on the guy's fucking chest. You could make all these cute things. Oh, he was grabbing my ankle. Oh, I'm getting my ankle x-rayed, getting my knee x-rayed. Try to placate like Adam Silver's dumb. Like the league is dumb. Like you're some third grader trying to get out of being suspended or having to go after class and write on the chalkboard, I won't stomp on other kids' chest. You have to write that 50 times. Or being sent home early, or all the things that happen to a little boy when they misbehave in class. I know them all. Sure that Draymond Green knows them all also. Draymond Green doesn't know how to play nice with others, whether it's his teammate, Jordan Poole, he fucking almost broke his jaw, or of course, opponents. Draymond Green doesn't know how to play nice with others. So he got suspended. The Warriors, fortunately, because I'm a Warriors fan, he makes me question whether or not I should continue to root for the Warriors. That's how fucking unlikable and just dirty of a player that he is. And I like dirty play. I've said it once. I feel like every year during the playoffs, I have to explain and dissect and sort of question my loyalty, and I'm sure other fans' loyalties for the Golden State Warriors. He makes you not like that team because of him. Everybody else is likable. But after he got kicked out of the game, just the taunting alone, I know taunting is a fine, but Adam Silver's in the building. He probably made eye contact with Adam Silver when he was taunting the Sacramento King fans You're not in the WWE. You're not Jimmy Superfly Snuka. You're not Bob Backlund. You're not Hulk Hogan. You're not Andre the Giant. You stomped the fucking guy in the chest. You got kicked out of the game. Get the fuck off the court. And there's a lot of people. J.J. Redick. Stephen A. Smith. The White Mamba himself. Brian Scalabrine. Who were saying they didn't think he should be suspended. I don't know if these what they're thinking. But he got suspended because he's Draymond Green. That's why you got suspended, because you are Draymond Green. And there's a track record with dick kicking Draymond Green, with Jordan Poole punching Draymond Green, with chest stomping. Started the season by punching his teammate, and is his closing physical act is stomping on the teammate of an opponent. That being said, right now we have a series with the Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. And now there's a whole controversy as of the recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, because Joel Embiid kicked Nick Claxton. I mean, these guys kicking and fucking stomping, all this bullshit. Joel Embiid, can you stay on your 2 feet one entire game? I'm a fan. I don't know if this guy's flopping or he's got like a, you know, like ear infection. You know, when people have ear infections, they tend to not have good balance. And I know he's, you know, big and he's lumbering, but he's always on the fucking floor. Sometimes I know he gets knocked down, and sometimes I'm like, do you like flopping? You know how much it must hurt to be like 280? He's like 280 pounds. Stand on your two fucking feet for one entire game. But now there's a whole controversy about him possibly being suspended as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast for kicking or flailing his legs at Nick. Just everybody's doing it for Instagram. I'm watching this fight tomorrow night, Tank versus Ryan Garcia. Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia is going to be a good fight, hopefully. I think it's going to be a good fight. I mean, the shit talking between these two guys, it's pathetic. I mean, Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, Roberto Duran. They're somewhere laughing at these. They sound ridiculous. They're insulting each other's outfits, insulting what they wear, insulting each other's like wardrobe. It's pathetic. Shit is embarrassing to boxing. It's a new era. Every single thing is done for fucking Instagram. Kicking, stomping, the shit talking. You're boxers. I mean, I know you're selling a fight, but Jesus Christ. Take a lesson from Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia sound like, they literally sound like two little TikTok influencers going, you look at your shoes. Oh, look at your hat. Or look at your hair. You sound ridiculous, motherfuckers. You're boxers, man. God damn it. Nonetheless, it's going to be a good fight. Nonetheless, the NBA playoffs, with the suspensions, without the suspensions, they've been great. It's only the first round. Like I said, we're heading into the second week of the NBA playoffs. We got the Knicks. We got the Cavs. And we're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs for weeks. Weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Because we watch the games. Me, the Dust Brothers, we watch the games. We read the scores, we study, we watch, we study, we watch. And it's really the greatest time of the year for an NBA fan right now. What else is going on? Alec Baldwin, the charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped, which is great. I'm happy that the charges have been dropped. Hopefully this tragedy and everybody affected, particularly the young woman, the director of photography who was accidentally killed on that film set. It's a goddamn tragedy what happened, a shocking tragedy what happened. It became politicized because it's Alec Baldwin. And it turned into a whole other thing than what it was, what it should have been, what and how it should have been looked at. It should have just been looked at as a terrible, terrible, terrible accident. It's been dragged out for a while now, but all charges are dropped against Alec Baldwin. And let me tell you something. Hopefully now the woman, the mother, so mother, the wife, Helena Hutchins, who's a human being, hopefully her family can continue to heal from a tragedy. Just a tragic, terrible mistake. You know, I talked about this a few times on the podcast. When you're on a film and television set with these guns, you know, this is just I couldn't imagine a fucking real bullet even going off, let alone a bullet going off and shooting two people, killing one, when you're supposed to be there playing make-believe. It's all make-believe. Make-believe gangsters, make-believe boxers, make-believe gladiators, make-believe Supermans, Batman. None of it's supposed to be real. Especially the guns on a movie set. It's a fucking terrible accident that turned into a political situation because Alec Baldwin is outspoken against some of the shitbags in this country. Of course, if you haven't listened to the Alec Baldwin I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you should. It is so fucking good. It is so fucking good. But I'm glad those charges are dropped. The crazy thing about that whole situation is they're back on that set finishing that movie, Rust. I guess the show must go on. I guess the fucking show must go on. That's got to be a weird set. Anyway, I said up top, I'm being Jersey this weekend, 21st, 22nd. Couple of tickets left for some shows. And next weekend, come see me in Philadelphia. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners out there in Philly, Philadelphia. Come see me. I'll be there 27th, 28th, 29th, the 27th, 28th, 29th at the Helium Comedy Club. Then the 5th and 6th, May 5th and 6th, I'll be in Houston. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, I'm going to be in Vermont. Burlington, Vermont, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of May, I'll be in Rhode Island. Then Sunday, the 11th, I'll be in Chicopee, Massachusetts, one night in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And that's it. Until the fall, I'm going to do some shows in the fall, but we'll get to that when we get to that. But oh, yeah, Denver. I'm going to be in Denver the 15th, 16th, and 17th also. Denver the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. But I've got Philly, Houston, Vermont, Rhode Island, Chicopee, Massachusetts, Denver. And then we're taking a little break. I'm having fun doing the shows, the live shows. And you know, if you listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you come see me live, all you got to do is say dingo. Let's keep it simple. You say dingo, I know you fuck with the world's most disruptive podcast. And I will do my best to try to give you some love. You could DM me, Instagram. It's documented. You DM me on Instagram, you come to a show, I will try my best to meet up with you, take a flick, say what up. This, that, and the third. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk, you fuck you. You fuck you, you and your bum-ass rocket ships failed once again, you fuck. You goofy fuck. You unlikable fuck. You're unlikable. You're goofy, you dress up, your voice sounds like shit. Listen, money can't buy you a baritone voice. He's on Tucker Carlson. He's got like an evaporating voice. He's up there. Why don't you go to Tucker Carlson? That's who you let interview you? Tucker Carlson from Fox News? Elon Musk? Tucker Carlson, who perpetuated lie after lie after lie about the Dominion voting booths. So many fucking lies, they had to settle out almost $1 billion. That's who you go sit down with. But let's stick with Elon Musk before we get to the settlement of almost $1 billion from Fox News. Dominion ain't stopping. Dominion's like, oh, you's talking shit about our voting booths? We coming for more people. We got that $778 million, but we got a lot of more to collect. Dominion can't stop, won't stop. Dominion's like, yo, shit, we don't even have to make voting booths anymore. We're retiring from our settlement money, you fucks. So this goofball Elon Musk tried to put some kind of SpaceX Starship to Mars, and that shit blew up. Shit blew up, Duke. Your rocket ship. Duke, you're not Robert Downey Jr. You're not Tony Stark. You're not Ghostface Killer. Your rocket ship blew the fuck up. Okay? And everybody's all of a sudden fucking spaceman. Everybody's got a reason. Everybody's got a timeline. Everybody has got these excuses why his shit malfunctioned. His shit malfunctioned. But his shit failed to separate before the flight was terminated. They terminated your flight, Duke, because your rocket ship was poorly made, just like your Teslas. Listen, a lot of people like those Teslas. And if you spend a lot of money and get the top of the top of the top of the top, based on everything I know, it's a great car. But if you get the top of the top of the top of any car, they're fantastic. But them rinky-dinky shits that the Uber drivers are driving around, I don't feel safe in them shits. It's like little Tonka toys. Not trucks either. And I was reading. Obviously, there were no people, no astronauts aboard the flight. Otherwise, I wouldn't be making fun of it. But it's Elon Musk. Gotta make fun of it. Ha! You fuck. No one's talking about what it might have done to the environment. Rocket ship exploding. What happens to the pieces? Are they recycling the pieces? How do they track down all the pieces? But I liked it. I liked it. You tried to send your shit to Mars. Your ship blew up, Duke. And like I said, everybody's going, oh, well, why are you making fun of it? It was supposed to happen. How do you know, motherfucker? You cut grass for a living. No disrespect to people that cut grass. But if you cut grass for a living, what the fuck do you know about spaceships? If you have a window tinting business, what the fuck do you know about spaceships? You're so fucking smart. Tint my fucking windows, you prick, you. And on the same day that his rocket ship fell out of the sky, before it was planned to fall out of the sky, his shit exploded. This guy's on Twitter taking away people's blue check marks. Now, as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I have already prepaid for this month's blue check mark. I am verified on Twitter. I am discussing it with my lawyers and team whether or not I should continue to be verified on Twitter for, let's say, reasons we don't want to discuss on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. The one thing I do like about that check mark is the editing feature. I'll just leave it at that, huh? But this goofy motherfucker took away Halle Berry's check mark, took away Ben Stiller's check mark, took away all kinds of people's check marks. Some people are getting their Twitter check marks taken away. Some people, this goofy goofball Elon Musk, is paying for their check marks. Stephen King, the writer, you know, of course, he wrote The Shining, Cujo. I mean, he's Stephen King. He was up there because Stephen King, big on Twitter. He was up there talking about how Twitter says I paid. Twitter says I gave my phone number, this, that, and the third. That didn't happen. Dust brother Jordan Winter, he's getting jerked around on Instagram. The Captain Picks account is getting jerked around. They're trying to get people to pay $15 on Instagram now. $15 a month to be verified. Yo, I don't know how much my Netflix account is a month, but it's got to be like close to $15. And on Netflix, you know what the fuck you're going to get. You get a lot of good fucking shit on Netflix for $15, $17, $18 a month. Instagram, you get a blue check mark. And on all these platforms, there is no customer service. When your shit gets fucked up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if you have a problem, whatever the problem may be, no customer service. Every other place where you're paying a monthly fee, you bet your fucking bottom dollar, there's either a computer to chat to or an actual person to speak to where you could get things figured out. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, nothing. God forbid your shit gets, I don't know, jammed up, hacked. You're in the vortex for days, hours. Where's all that fucking money going? No one to call, no one to talk to. It's just this vague, mysterious vortex your shit goes into. But Elon Musk is allegedly paying for Stephen King and his blue check mark. He's also paying for LeBron James's blue check mark. He's giving that LeBron James, like, I'm not paying for your shit. But Elon Musk, groupie that he is, he's taking care of LeBron because he knows it's ridiculous. He knows that it's ridiculous. And for me, if I don't have that blue check mark, you got to deal with all kinds of motherfuckers. Your shit's going to get hacked, whatever. Right now, I'm paying for it. We're doing the research. We're doing the recon on whether or not we should continue with the blue check mark. I can't stand giving this fucking guy any money. I can't stand this motherfucker, Elon Musk. He's just not likable. He's not likable. He's not cool. He's just a goofy goofball. A goofy goofball who decided to sit down with Tucker Carlson, a giggling freak show. Tucker Carlson, who cannot stand dick-stained Donald Trump. You want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Tucker Carlson, who has text messages verifying that he can't stand pig dick Donald Trump. Yet this week, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch had to settle out with the Dominion voting company. Dominion, who makes the voting booths. That slob dick Donald Trump, Fox News, Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, wacky cockeyed Laura Ingraham. They were going on and on about this Dominion voting booth scandal, about this Dominion voting booth setup and conspiracy, how it was a rigged election. This is not a podcast on YouTube. This is not that freak show Alex Jones. This is not some deep state CB. This is Fox fucking News going on and on and on about all these conspiracies and how it was all rigged and this, that, and the third. And the people that own the Dominion voting booths, they were like, you motherfuckers. You think shit is sweet? You're going to make it seem like we have voting booths that are rigged? Okay, motherfuckers. They sued those cocksuckers. And instead of going to court and fighting, no, you didn't do that. You settled out to a tune of, I believe, $778 million. Close to $1 billion fucking dollars. And I say, good, you motherfucker. Fantastic, you motherfucker. Great, you motherfuckers. And now none of them are apologizing. None of them are mentioning it. Just like DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin's back. DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to play football. Remember the crazy shit they were saying about DeMar Hamlin? He was cloned. He was dead. He was all kind of wild shit. Well, he's back. Nobody says nothing. Alex Jones, all these fucking Fox News. It's weird. Don't you think it's kind of weird? Don't you think it's kind of weird that he's covering his face? Don't you think it's kind of weird that he's not talking? What are you saying now, motherfuckers? Don't you think it's weird that you're paying $778 million because of your big fucking mouths, Fox News? And there's people that still, no matter what happens, you could lose in court, get sued, settle out. I mean, go to jail, get fired, all these things, and still people will just still suck Donald Trump's dick. That is true blue Trump derangement syndrome. They're going to still sit there and think that Fox News, well, they just settled. They just did this. No, they settled because they were going to fucking lose more than $778 million because they were lying and perpetuating a crazy fucking conspiracy lie. And the people that own that Dominion voting company, they were like, fuck you. We work hard. We take it seriously. Fake elections, rigged elections. No, Now you pay $778 million, Rupert fucking Murdoch. That's your company? This is a news company that this is a news station that people watch that shit and abide by that shit. Those motherfuckers who were part of that, they should all be fired and all be sued individually. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Dan Bongino, all those fucking losers, lunatics. Rudy Giuliani, anybody that had anything to do with that, they should go after each and every one of them. And apparently they are. And I say, good. Good. I'm glad. Drain every fucking last dollar out of these fucking whack jobs. And the same people that own these window tinting company / tree clearing companies with True Blue Trump derangement syndrome, you can't tell them nothing. There's nothing that could happen to this motherfucker where people don't wake the fuck up and realize this guy's a con fucking man. The whole thing is a fucking con. Again, not to say that smoking Joe Biden and the quote-unquote Dems and the quote-unquote libs are not corrupt. But their corruption, their idiocy, their contradiction, their false promises is not as blatant and as arrogant as these fucking dum-dums. I mean, these people are dum-dum with True Blue Trump derangement syndrome. That is True Blue Trump derangement fucking syndrome. And one of the main people who's infected is that fucking dum-dum Dan Bongino, who's no longer at Fox News. And he's like, oh, well, they gave me a last show. They didn't have to do that. It wasn't some big conspiracy. In French, you know what they call that? Being fired. Actually, the same word translates in German and Portuguese. They got rid of you, you fuck Dan Bongino, you goofy motherfucker who is crying. One of my favorite nights through all this, I don't know what's going to happen when they raided the Mar-a-Lago home of Pig Dick Donald Trump, but watching Dan Bongino damn near in tears that night, oh, that was a magical night. That was a magical fucking night because you have Trump derangement syndrome. I can't wait till Dominion starts suing these motherfuckers individually. That's when it's going to be really, really, really good. Oh my goodness. $776 million fucking dollars they got to pay for Fox News for perpetuating a bunch of bullshit. Good. I'm glad, you fucks. I am Rappaport Podcast.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what else. I got two episodes of that show, Beef. Me and the Shooter talked about it. I've been continuing to watch, but I got two episodes of that show, Beef, left, and I really like it. If you want a show to watch, totally interesting, totally unique, just great acting, weird storytelling, layered with a lot of heart and a lot of emotion, but not complicated. You know, it's not something like, you know, you have to like, you need a manual or like a booklet or rules and regulations to understand. If you want a show to watch on Netflix, you should watch Beef. I think you'll like it. I got two episodes left and I don't stream these shows. I'm sorry. I don't binge them. I like marinating on my shit because I watched the first few episodes. No, I watched like two episodes and I waited. Then I watched two more. And then I was thinking about it. Then I watched a couple of more. I feel like, to me, for me, especially a show like that, which has got so much subtext and sort of feeling to it, I don't like to binge them all in one weekend. If you're a binger and you could absorb and understand them like that, go ahead and do it. But the hype on that show, Beef, is real. It's fun. It's unique. It's witty. It's very diverse without stuffing diversity down your face. I mean, it's, you know, Asian, it's Chinese, Korean cast. But allegedly, it wasn't written for them. Allegedly, I'm not sure, but that's what I've heard. And to me, that's the way to the best way to do a show with diversity is just do a show. Ali Wong, the comedian, Stephen Yeoh, that actor dude from The Walking Dead. It's dope. If you want a show to watch, I'm telling you, start watching Beef. Anyway, Came, Saw, Disrupted. Came, Saw, and I Disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Let's get out of here with something real nice. Let's take me out of here with something real nice, something real loud. But most importantly, let's end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.